Title: Arrange Jungle Snare Snap with Modern Punch and Vintage Soul in Ableton Live 12 Beginner. Alright, let's dial in one of the most important sounds in jungle and drum and bass, the snare. That bright, snappy crack that feels like the spine of the groove. If your snare is right, the whole beat suddenly sounds faster, tighter, and more professional, even before you touch the bass. In this lesson, we're doing two things at once, in a beginner-friendly way. First, we'll build a layered snare that has modern punch on the front, but still has that vintage, break-style soul in the body. Second, we'll arrange it so it feels like jungle, not like a two-bar loop that repeats forever. We're staying inside Ableton Live 12, mostly stock devices, and we're focusing on mixing moves that are helped by smart arrangement. Let's go. Step 0, session prep, fast and clean. Set your tempo somewhere between 165 and 174 BPM. I'm going to pick 170 BPM because it's a sweet spot for live jungle and DNB. Now create three audio tracks. Name them Snare Main, Snare Top, and Snare Body. You can do this in a drum rack too, but for beginners I really like audio tracks because you can see the waveforms clearly and align them easily. Then create two return tracks. Return A, name it Room. Return B, name it Crush. Now select your three snare tracks and group them. Seed and D or Control G, and name the group Snare Bus. One quick coaching tip before we even pick samples, start with headroom, not hype. Put a utility at the very end of your snare bus chain, and pull the gain down so, when the snare is soloed, it's peaking around minus 10 to minus 60 BFS. That gives you space to add punch without tricking yourself with loudness. Cool, now we build the snare. Step 1. Choose the right ingredients. Think of your snare as rolls, not as three snares stacked. You want each layer to do a job. First, the top or snap layer. This is modern, short, bright, clean, transient. It can be a tight DNB one shot or even something 909-ish, as long as it has that immediate crack. Second, the body layer. This is your vintage soul, a break-derived snare, or an acoustic snare with mid-range character. Think Amen, think break, funky drummer vibes. Even if you're not using full breaks, grabbing a break one shot for the body gets you that paper mid-range texture that feels like jungle. Optional third layer, if you want it later, a tiny thwack layer, like a rim shot or short clap, blended super low. This is mostly about translation on small speakers, but we'll keep it optional, because you can get very far with just top and body. The goal is simple, top gives attack, body gives tone and tail and vibe. If you find yourself eking both layers the same way, that's usually a sign you don't need both. One layer equals transient, one equals tone. Step 2. Align the layers for maximum snap. This is where most beginner snares lose punch. If the layers aren't aligned, you don't get bigger, you get softer, because the transients fight each other. Zoom way in on the waveform. You're looking for the first big spike, the initial transient. Now nudge snare top so that its spike hits at the same time as the spike on snare body. You can nudge audio clips slightly, or use track delay in the mixer area for micro shifts. Try tiny moves, like minus 5 milliseconds to plus 5 milliseconds. Listen after every move. When it locks, the snare suddenly sounds like one confident hit instead of two stacked hits. Now do a quick polarity check. Put a utility on one of the layers and try phase invert left, or right, or both if it's a mono sample. You're not doing this because it's correct visually. You're doing it because one setting will usually sound louder, tighter, and punchier. Pick the one that hits harder. And here's a habit I want you to build. Listen in context every 20 seconds. Solo is useful for alignment, but jungle snares can sound incredible solo and completely wrong once hats and bass come in. So do 10 seconds of tweaking, then unsolo and listen for 10 seconds. Keep flipping back. Step 3. Clean each layer with EQ8, but don't overdo it. On snare top, at EQ8, I pass it somewhere around 200 to 350 Hz. The top layer shouldn't be carrying low mids. Then, if you need more presence, do a gentle boost, maybe 2 to 4 dB, somewhere in the 3 to 6 kHz area with a wide Q. And if it needs a little air, a small shelf at 10 to 12 kHz. Small moves. If you keep boosting highs and it gets brittle, you've gone too far. On snare body, at EQ8, high pass around 80 to 140 Hz. We don't need sub in the snare body. If it's boxy or honky, dip a little in the 250 to 500 Hz area. That's the classic box zone. And if the body feels like it has no crack at all, you can add a gentle boost around 1.5 to 2.5 kHz, but be careful. That range can get aggressive fast. If you do add that optional FWAC layer later, you'd high pass at pretty high, like 300 to 500 HC, and maybe low pass around 7 to 10 KHC to keep it focused and small. Quick extra check. Drop a spectrum on the snare bus. Don't mix with your eyes, but use it to confirm what you're hearing. You'll often see strong energy in the crack area around 2 to 5 KHZ. You'll see fizz above 10 KHZ if you've overdone it. And you'll see that buildup in 250 to 500 if it's boxy. Step 4. Shape the transient for modern punch. Now we make it hit like a modern record. On the snare bus, add drum bus. This is one of the fastest ways to get snap without a complicated chain. Set drive somewhere like 5 to 15%. Keep crunch low, like 0 to 10%, just enough to add texture. Then use the transient control. This is your snap knob. Try plus 10 to plus 35 depending on how soft the source is. Keep boom off for snares, or very low. And importantly, trim the output so it's not just louder. We want better, not louder. After drum bus, add glue compressor. This is for the clamp and the controlled smack. Set attack around 3 milliseconds so the transient gets through. Release on auto or try 0.1 to 0.3 seconds. Ratio 2:1 or 4:1. Aim for just 1 to 3 dB of gain reduction on the hits. And turn on soft clip. Soft clip is a big deal here, because in fast music, gentle clipping can be cleaner than heavy compression. It controls peaks while keeping impact. So mentally, drum bus gives attitude and front edge. Glue gives control and consistency. Step 5. Add vintage grit without destroying the snap. We want break style character, but we don't want to blur the transient. Usually, the best move is, keep the top layer mostly clean, and push the body layer into character. That's the old tape, new transient workflow. On snare body, add saturator. Try analog clip or soft sine mode. Drive around 2 to 6 dB. Soft clip on. If you use color, keep it subtle. If you want a bit of jungle crunch, add redux very gently, either on the body or on the bus. Downsample around 2 to 6. Bit reduction around 10 to 14. Keep dry slash wet really low, like 5 to 15%. This is spice, not the meal. And if the body layer smears into hats when the groove gets busy, use a gate on snare body. Set the threshold so only the snare opens it. Hold around 10 to 30 milliseconds. Release around 40 to 120 milliseconds. That tightens the tail in a very break-like way without you manually chopping audio. One more sneaky power move, tuning. If the snare feels like it fights the bass note, transpose just one layer, often the body, by plus or minus 1 to 3 semitones. Tiny tuning changes can fix punch more than EQ. Step 6. Create believable space. Tiny room plus controlled tail. DNB snares often have space, but it's tight. We want the snare to feel like it's in a room, but still right up front. On return A, room, add hybrid reverb. Start in normal reverb mode, not convolution for now. Set decay around 0.4 to 0.9 seconds. Pre-delay around 10 to 25 milliseconds. Pre-delay is important because it keeps the initial crack clean, then the room blooms behind it. Set a low cut around 250. To 500 HC, and a high cut around 7 to 10 KHC so the reverb doesn't hiss and compete with hats. Then send the snare bus to room gently, somewhere around minus 18 to minus 10 dB. And remember the rule, the space should be felt when you mute it, not obvious when it's on. Now return B, crush. This is parallel dirt for excitement. Add saturator, drive it harder, like 6 to 12 dB. Soft clip on. Then EQ 8. High pass around 200 HZ, and if you want more bite, a little boost around 2 to 4 KHZ. Optionally compress it. Fast attack, medium release, 3 to 6 dB of gain reduction. Then send the snare lightly, like minus 20 to minus 12 dB. This is how you get that aggressive energy without ruining your main transient. Optional advanced but easy trick for cleaner space. Sidechain the room return. Put a compressor on the room return, enable sidechain from the snare bus, and set it so the reverb ducks when the snare hits. That keeps things tight and modern, especially at 170 BPM. Step 7. Arrangement. Make it jungle. Now we stop thinking like sound design and start thinking like record. First, the foundation. Put your main snare on beats 2 and 4. Now add ghost notes. This is a huge part of jungle soul. Add quieter hits leading into beat 2 and or beat 4, often as 16th notes right before the main snare. Keep them quiet, like 15 to 40% of the main hit. If you're using audio, just duplicate the snare clip and reduce the clip gain by 10 to 18 dB. And make ghosts darker, low pass them around 6 to 9 kHz so they sit behind the main crack. Then, every 8 bars, do a small turnaround. Keep it short, you can do a double hit into the next phrase, a drag with 2 quiet hits before the main snare, or a break-style flam. Duplicate the hit, offset it by 8 to 20 milliseconds, and lower the duplicated one. Here's a clean 32-bar energy plan you can copy every time. Bars 1 to 8, clean main snare, light room send, minimal variation. Bars 9 to 16, introduce ghosts, and you can bring the body layer up by 1 to 2 dB for more soul. Bars 17 to 24, this is your drop. Add more snap by automating drum bus transient up maybe 10 points, and pull the reverb down slightly so the snare feels closer and more urgent. Bars 25 to 32, bring in a bit more crush send for extra excitement, and add a quick fill every 8 bars. If you want an even more live feeling without adding notes, do velocity storytelling. Every 4 bars, increase ghost's velocity just a tiny amount, like 3 to 7 points. The listener feels momentum, but the pattern stays familiar. And a classic jungle move, reverb throws. Pick one snare hit at the end of an 8-bar phrase, and automate the room send up just on that hit. Maybe even increase pre-delay slightly on that throw so it blooms behind the groove instead of washing over it. One more arrangement trick that hits hard, subtraction. The bar before the drop, remove the snare on beat 4 or drop it way down, then slam back into bar 1 of the drop with your full snare. In fast genres, removing one hit can feel massive. Step 8. Final mix check so it translates. First, level. The snare should be clearly audible against hats and bass, without being painfully loud. If you need it absurdly loud to hear it, something else is masking it, usually in the mids.